Topics you care about by people you trust. This is The Clear Perspective, your healthcare cybersecurity, compliance, and privacy podcast. And now for the show.
Hello, everyone, and thank you again for joining us on our Clear Perspectives podcast and our Healthcare Defenders series. I'm here today with JJ, and I'm going to let him introduce himself and his organization.
Thank you, Kim. Hi, everyone. I'm JJ Mozoff. I am the president of Academy MedTech Ventures. AMV, as we call it, is a digital health company that specializes really around sales into B2B healthcare organizations. Our focus is around developing rehabilitation solutions, namely around the brain, and recently extending into the body as well. Happy to be with you and look forward to sharing a little bit more about what we do.
That is so fascinating. I think one of the things in this series is that we're just asking people, how did you stumble upon your current role? And the fact that cybersecurity and healthcare innovation is so cutting edge these days and so interesting. You know, where is it that we can look forward to things that are happening around that space?
Yeah, I would say from a finding, I guess, the current role that I'm in personally, my journey was a bit non-traditional. I have a pretty personal patient tie here and had a good amount of experience as a patient in both great environments from a healthcare delivery standpoint and areas where I felt a bit lost. And so it gave me a passion at an early age really to investigate those matters further, to find where those areas of optimization might be, and to eventually figure out, call it naivete or call it that excitement and ambition, can we go fix some of those? And so that kind of led me down a path. I was focused on an orthopedic path personally in my academic pursuits early on that led me into working in healthcare on the practitioner side, kind of working towards med school, frankly, working in a variety of integrated rehabilitation organizations. And I kept finding a desire to go beyond that and maybe have a bit more opportunity to innovate than was provided within traditional healthcare organizations. I went back to school and really bolstered the business learnings that were necessary to complement that. And it's now landed me in a place where I get to spend my day-to-day working on the problems and opportunities that I experienced on the patient side. That's a bit of my background. Kim, happy to dive in where it makes sense further.
Well, that is so fascinating. We all come to our professions from, you know, different angles. And it's so, you know, motivation is such a big part of that. Part of our discussion here is about cybersecurity. So, you know, being from, you know, the patient side, through the education side to now helping other organizations kind of break through and make sure that their innovation gets the most, you know, views and value that they can as they're moving forward fast and quickly. How do you see cybersecurity as a role as part of that in helping with cybersecurity for these organizations?
Of course. Yeah. We think of the value of cybersecurity really in three core areas. The first being foundational in the patient trust zone. So I think being able to provide patients the confidence that their data is treated with the utmost protection, the utmost security is critical. We live in an age that's entirely digital. Our phones are now an extension of our hand, and data becomes this proverbial black box that engenders a bit of that nervousness, that where is that going? Who's using this? Who's seeing that? And so that really filters into our ethos as an organization and is something we take with the utmost sincerity as not only a requirement, but a privilege. So that's one piece. The second being regulatory protection. There's obviously an increase in scrutiny from a HIPAA perspective and the different regulatory bodies that all of us in the healthcare space have to account for. So not only the patient, but with us in particular being a B2B vendor, that's something that we have to hold ourselves to the same standards that those organizations, those large hospital systems do, even as a small growing company. So that's the second piece. And I think of that really as two parts of what enables a third, which is this ability to perpetually innovate and that being a requirement to do so. So our company's legacy and history kind of over the past decade has really been an evolution through more traditional fitness and consumer products. So we had initially started with the brain and working within athletic environments, working within high-speed decision-making. And this became really a new learning experience for us, that in order to innovate now within this new space, we had a whole different set of requirements and constraints that, if we did it well, we learned really provided opportunity for growth that was pretty extraordinary. So I would say those are kind of how we think about really the value of cybersecurity, especially as things get more digital.
I think one of the things going forward is the fact that there are so many people out there wanting to do the right thing and have such great ideas. And they're having a hard time kind of like get kickstarted with this and, you know, get something to a value perspective where they can actually go to market with and they can see the difference that they can make in the industry. Part of that is, you know, you're kind of the dream, went from the patient to the side to now helping others with this. What kind of advice would you give those who have a vision, have a real desire to do this? And, you know, what kind of suggestions would you give them to make sure that they have that well-rounding that you just talked about, those three pillars in mind as they're moving forward and looking to get their ideas to market and solve the healthcare innovation where they really want to help others?
Sure. The first thing that comes to mind, Kim, is just a constant curiosity, to borrow a Kobe Bryant term. For me, that looks like being willing to dive into the weeds of what it actually means to innovate like you think it might. I think coming into a new space, especially one like healthcare that has so many of those considerations that you outlined, there's a lot to learn. And it's something that requires kind of living and breathing it, much like startup environments in general, but even more so, I believe, within the healthcare and digital health innovation space. So just being willing to ask the right questions, it's the proverbial, there really is no silly question to ask at that point. Spending time with the people that'll actually be interacting with your proposed solutions, and really being willing to set yourself onto a journey that may be longer and likely will be longer than you would initially think it might. The other half of that coin, as I think about it, is a really a willingness to challenge the status quo, and that being from how healthcare is delivered. I think that with those challenges we've outlined, it can be one of the slower innovation processes relative to other markets. And so being willing to look at that with a critical eye and ask, again, the right questions, it comes back to the curiosity. But for me, those have been two things that our organization, I think, has done really well and is really something we're always going to continue to strive to improve.
I love that. JJ, thank you so much for sharing all of that with us. Any parting words you want to say to our audience today?
I'm just really appreciative, Kim. This has become quickly a favorite topic for us, cybersecurity and compliance and really flipping the coin from that being a problem or a requirement or a barrier and seeing it really as an opportunity to continue to grow. So excited for what you guys are doing and excited to continue to grow the space together.
Absolutely. And I look forward to doing some more things with you in the future, JJ. But for now, we're going to sign off. We just want to remind you that Clearwater here is to absolutely help you be secure, compliant, and resilient. And for those that are just starting out there, make sure that your track on healthcare innovation is successful. Thank you very much, JJ, for joining us today.
Thank you, Kim.